Thank you for joining me, Estra, this Saturday, November 29th, 2014, for Talking About You with Estra from Seattle, Washington, USA. This is your car accident radio channel, bringing knowledge and support about auto insurance, employers, short and long-term disability, personal injury claims, surveillance, print and electronic tools, and much, much more. The year ends seem to be coming faster and faster. The key is, are you smarter by the end of the year? Knowledge is a key ingredient when dealing with a car collision. The more you know, the less chance of being taken advantage of through the insurance claim process by insurance companies, employers, Social Security disability, long-term disability through ERISA. Today, let's take a look back on 2014 on some of these key issues to keep you safe, wise, and up to the challenge. Let's begin our 2014 Best of Talking About You with Estra's radio show with the topic of personal care. Because after all, no matter what happens, you are still the most important person in this equation. Be sure to place your comments and questions on Twitter, hashtag Estra's Radio Show, or Talking About You with Estra on Facebook. Today's show, you can call 718-766-4385 with your questions, comments, or experiences. I'm listening to what you have to say about your car accident journey. By the way, remember to sign the petition to increase policies' claim benefits and receive fair settlements. You can find the link on hashtag PolicyholderFairClaims. Be sure to visit Estra's official website for additional information. Enjoy the show today, and thanks for listening. The most inexperienced person typically involved in the insurance process is the policyholder. The person with the most to lose is also the one who knows the least. And why would this be? For one thing, most insurers don't spend much time preparing for the inevitable in life, a car accident. Most people will be involved in a collision in their lifetime, and the severity ranges from a fender bender to loss of life, which is certainly a major range to try to plan for when not knowing when, where, and if this unexpected event will happen. And on top of all of this, you won't know until in this actual situation whether you will be treated fairly by an auto insurance company, whether your employer will also pay out on your disability claim for any extended period of time, or whether you will have saved enough for a rainy day, which has turned into a complete tropical storm. However, with a little basic information, weathering the storm may provide enough cover to get you through rough times. One key to remember is to trust your own instincts. When you get that gut feeling something is not right with something going on with the insurance claim process, be sure to follow up on it until you are satisfied. Perhaps it is just a misunderstanding, and perhaps not. But one thing is for sure, unless you investigate, you will not know. Also, the incidents involved in a claim, from my perspective, are relatively common. Therefore, in most cases, others have gone through the same process. The more the occurrences are communicated to those going through similar circumstances, the better outcome for policyholders, from my perspective. Don't assume everything you are told is the gospel. Verify and confirm, especially if critically important to your claim. Remember, you are not the only person who has something invested. Regardless of what you may experience, recognize those with power and influence have been handling claims in similar manners for decades. Do your best, let the chips fall where they may, and continue on with life. How will you determine whether an insurance carrier is willing to operate in good faith? By paying attention to their actions rather than their words. Their deeds will indicate the direction they will proceed with regarding your claim. Most companies do not want you to recognize what their plan will be until they have got you in a pickle of a position. With the average person making $50,000 a year or less, they actually can't compete with these multi-million, billion-dollar corporations who can wait a decade before even considering paying your claim. Well, most poor people cannot. But what you can do is share their bad faith claim practices with one another. You can protect others who may not be aware of unfair practices. Information is certainly power in today's information age, so use it to help you and others involved in a car collision. Perhaps a collective voice of many millions, let me say that, a collective voice of many millions who provide these companies with their resources or sources of income could persuade them that if justice and fairness in processing personal claims does not prevail, then moving money elsewhere where good faith companies would aid this industry in valuing and respecting customers as insureds, promptly paying their claims, and not placing escape clauses in policies in hopes of eliminating responsibilities to accident victims. Do not misjudge kindness by an insurance carrier as being on your side. Staying professional and do not be taken by an insurance adjuster's attempt to portray a generous and fair stance, when perhaps this may or may not be the agenda they have in mind. Insurance employees are here to protect their employer's interest and investors, which of course use your premium dollars. And adjusters have been trained to get the most information out of you that promote their interest. For example, when working for a company, most people tend to look for opportunities to help their department and to do their best. Unfortunately, in my opinion, some do this at the expense of their clients, which may be the case with an auto insurance company, employer, or LTD. Depending on the value of the accident claim, how claims are viewed by insurance company, needs and the desires of a particular adjuster's corporate goals, along with company's protocols in handling insured claims, the impact may be significant and can be either positive or negative. Therefore, pay attention to their actions. I need to say that again because it's very important. Pay attention to their actions. Next, do not assume that you will receive a fair and equitable settlement. The number of individuals walking through a claim process, providing requested information, and doing their best to be fair are sometimes shocked and disillusioned when their actions and behaviors are not reciprocated by the insurance company. In fact, by the time insurers get close to the third year of filing a claim, many have experienced multiple moments of desperation because they have had run out of money, may have or are losing everything, and are trying to stop financial hemorrhaging of a life they work desperately for. And this is the reason many accept an amount less than 10% of their case value. Let me say that again. This is the reason why many accept an amount less than 10% of their case value. Where is the integrity in this action? Where is consumer protection? From my perspective, corporate America has taken many of the rights that belong to the average person. The one that makes between $20,000 and $50,000 a year. The ones who have suffered the most from wage stagnation and suppression of rights from those with privilege, power, and resources who choose to use it against those unable to protect themselves. Wondering why I'm calling for an insured Civil Rights Act? This typically affects people by class and wealth. Color also seems to play a role in these decisions. In my opinion, the list includes male or female, ethnicity, class, little education or business skills, and poverty. Those people at the bottom are pushed further down and unable to stand for a fair auto insurance settlement due to a lack of skills, resources, and support. For these individuals, this causes a great deal of suffering and grief. waiting from 5 to 10 years for a settlement, which profits insurance companies and attorneys the most, hurts the very people it should be helping. And insured civil rights could stop this. Legislation in place to protect the rights of the least, which is most of us, would provide the legal remedies to stop unfair business practices and develop just guidelines and equitable settlements based upon honest assessments of injuries and disabilities. Personal injury recovery, in my opinion, is the most difficult hurdle. One must come face to face with the reality of injury and its impact on life, both which may play a major role on current and future hopes and dreams. Life can be a struggle. This challenge does not mean it is time to give up. On the contrary, it's time to stay in the fight for hopes and dreams already in motion. A time to dig deeper into your being and pull up additional strength and courage that perhaps unaware of its existence, yet it is there. More than likely, this will be a time of learning new things about how others have struggled and made it through difficulties, but more importantly, it may increase awareness of not only what you can live through, but also thrive in. A focused mind is very difficult to compete with, even when self. Love thyself through all of life's victories and defeats. This is where growth occurs, especially mentally and physically. By realizing hardships do indeed make you stronger, at a cost, of course, it will be a road less traveled in the future because challenges have been met with lessons learned. Therefore, future obstacles require less effort because of the knowledge gained in previous battles. So stay in the fight to recover, no matter how long it takes. It will bring joy that reminds that you can move forward, no matter what the future holds. When times get hard, energy low and pain high, don't give up or give in. Keep moving, focus, and remember you have a goal to achieve. There are many recommendations about how to proceed. Remember, the final choice is yours to make. When all is said and done, especially when there is no more money to be made off you, what will be left standing is you and your future. Therefore, make sure you are in a place that makes life better for you. Many have walked the path and made it. So can you. Use money wisely for payment of health care. If not signed up already, enroll in Obamacare. All Americans now have a choice to value their health and get the help needed. Indeed, a car accident is one of these times. Adequate health care treatment along with costs goes a long way in recovery. Also recognize that you have a choice to make between enrolling in Obamacare and Medicare. There seems to be some confusion on this, and currently obstacles are set in place in preventing a switch, in my opinion, but it is an option. So evaluate them both and continue to work on getting into the program of your choice. Personally, I would categorize independence and dignity close together. With independence comes self-esteem, conviction, and a strong defiance against things we believe need changing in our lives, but also in society. When we are able to pick ourselves up by our own bootstraps for some reason, we can say, I did it. In fact, we all need each other, and that type of independence is a rare thing. Yet a traffic collision that takes this independence away can be detrimental to one's outlook on life and shatters life's dreams. But does it have to be this way? Not really. First, how are you defining independence? DictionaryReference.com defines it as the state or quality of independence. You see, the state or quality of independence, or the freedom from the control, influence, support, aid, or the like of others, right? And number three is a competency. Now, is this how you see independence? I defined it as doing everything you can to have a better life, to look at life's problems straight in the eye, so to speak, and take the solution which best fits your needs. Perhaps you can only complete 50% of a task before handing it over to someone else or leaving it undone. That's enough for this day. One cannot ask anymore. When recovered, go at it again or hand it off to a trusted individual to complete. Many injured, sick, abled, or disabled people need help every single day, and nobody is on an island by themselves. And if you were, they would still have to do things step by step, just like anyone else. How are you judging yourself? Is it by someone else's set of standards? How do you rate what you do each day and why? Check your own internal clock. That's where you find the true level of satisfaction from your performance. You be the evaluator. Seek out those things and people that would be helpful for you accomplishing the independence that you desire. Perhaps it will be by building mutual relationships. Everyone needs help. A person who knows this will find their independence much sooner than later after a car accident. Imagine spending time researching medical concerns and seeking out new research ideas of today and on the horizon. Then all of a sudden, remarks are made to harass and intimidate through social media, emails, blog posts, calls, text messages on cell phones, on engine searches, attempts to break internet connections, directives to fake sites, just to name a few. Harassment such as this requires an adequate software, antivirus, spyware, maliciousware on your computer, to mention just a few. Retaliation, in my opinion, could be a driving force for this behavior, yet the number of reasons may be many. The interruptions and delays in your day, from my perspective, are meant to disrupt and to render you emotionally impaired. But don't allow them to do that. Realize that those are external forces that come towards you. They can maybe slow you down. They can also maybe allow you not to be able to get something done for a short period of time. But as long as you do not give up, repeat, as long as you do not give up or give in or let them psychologically harm you, because remember, this is not something you're doing to you. This is something they're attempting to do. So you don't have to internalize this as being a part of you whatsoever. This is them. This is their behavior. This is their burden to carry, not yours. Spend time, actually, when you're on the internet trying to go to secure sites, they usually have the HTTPS instead of the HTTP. Try to use the HTTPS as much as possible. Make sure to check your browser settings, because if you'll go out and take a look at those, you might see there's a lot of play things that are tracking you and cookies that you don't actually want there. And so make sure that you actually spend some time looking at what those settings are. However, do not give up using time on internet. Disabled people many times are at home, and this provides a tool to research, learn, play, or socialize. Therefore, do not let cyberbullying transform your existence into something they want to create. Your time and concerns matter. Regardless of how cyberbullies deal with their own personal or corporate issues, you make the choice to continue on the path you set out for yourself. Realize the more you get on with your life, the more discouraged they will be, because they will be less successful in causing havoc in your life. Perhaps they will consider finding some constructive ways to deal with their issues. Nevertheless, you must be alert at all times, seeking methods to protect not only your privacy, but your overall health from harassment and intimidation. Take a little time each day to learn new ways to spot their illegal, most time, intrusion, and add the security required to circumvent their behavior. Does this take up more of your time and energy that could be diverted on recovery? Absolutely. In my opinion, this is why tougher laws must be placed for both individuals and corporations who act adversely against people via cyberbullying. However, do not spend so much time on them that you are unable to concentrate on you. Because if you do, they win, and they have no power or control over you. So don't give them any. Be courageous and speak out on this issue. Do not be silent about the abuse. It only encourages this terrible behavior. There are strength in numbers, and each day this number is growing. By standing together, we can reduce this behavior, and techies keep looking for new ways to expose them. Edward Snowden has opened our eyes to activities regarding how information is being used. Exposing cyberbullies in the same way brings them out in the open and exposes unprofessional, ill-mannered behavior. Cyberbullying is not acceptable. When in pain, relief is a never-ending search at times. It's important to learn how to rest in the midst of suffering. Try renewing your mind when still experiencing discomfort. Fortunately, today there are many things to try for finding temporary relief or move towards less pain. Distractions are a great tool when dealing with chronic or intermittent pain. The number of Americans suffering because of unable to get medical care is tragic and an embarrassment for a first world country. When the least of us is treated with less concern than the greatest of us, in my opinion, we have lost some of our humanity. Everyone is somebody. So if you are unable to afford traditional care, make sure to look into alternative, cheaper options. This is about you. Seek relief and understanding of your condition because this information is priceless to recovery. There is nothing which brings out the irritability like chronic or intermittent pain. It's enough to view everything in the world pessimistically, and today that would be a lot. Yet, before going too ballistic, move over to the other side. The side of determination to keep looking for ways to improve. The side that keeps negative in check and chooses to take higher road against pain or hopelessness after continual suffering. Pain is not the only thing most injured people work through. Many patients could do more regarding their medical concerns if their benefits are paid out by auto insurance, employers, or long-term disability insurance in a timely manner. Unfortunately, this is not so in some cases. For many, getting medical care and also financial benefits due provides transition from chaos to stability and a greater concentration on how to cope with pain, thus improving the quality of life. Stand up for medical and disability benefits. Again, many corporations fight tooth and nail before releasing them to those in need. I wonder if they would act the same way if it was them or perhaps one of their loved ones. You may hear many suggestions or diagnoses. Some better your life and some were just a good try. Remember, these are methods to move you forward into better health and a quality of life. Nevertheless, seek out ways by researching new and old information through the internet or trade magazines. Some will apply while others will not. One of the most important things to do, in my opinion, is to keep your spirits up. I admit this is not always an easy thing, but it's crucial in keeping motivated to find the personal answers that are out there waiting to be found. Living daily in pain is no fun. In fact, it's downright discouraging at times. But there are many people in the medical profession who are still looking, and you too must continue the journey with hope and courage in spite of obstacles. Healing provides nurturing to the body, mind, and soul, which is required for recovery from a car accident. There will be many things to learn on this journey. Patience may be at the top of the list. Patience is an asset in learning how best to help yourself, be your best advocate, and make the right decisions regarding healing. Another asset is the ability to research information. When you have concerns or questions, it is important to know where you can find answers. Being able to make decisions with up-to-date data will allow greater chance for desired outcome. This may lead in the direction of appropriate help. The answers or opportunities for relief are out there. Therefore, stay vigilant in seeking your recovery. Remember, you are the most important person in this equation because it is your life which has changed and you are living with the injuries. Some people follow traditional methods, others choose alternatives, some use a little of both, and some create their own ways. The important thing is to keep learning about yourself and what makes life better. The road to healing is typically not a straight line. It is filled with ups and downs. The key is to realize this is normal and continue on the path. If need assistance in deciding on which way to go, seek advice from professionals and individuals with the same injuries. This balance can provide a point of view which allows a decision on how to proceed. Remember, you are learning too what works best. Communicating with support systems is a valuable source of information. Ideas can be bounced off them to help arrive at solutions. Realize that you can try safe things. Use those ideas that work well for you and let the other stuff go. This is all part of the process. The fewer resources available, the more creativity is needed. Remember, the library is a great source in learning about specific information, along with reliable sources of internet, which can supplement knowledge. Again, information is a tool that helps understand your condition and evaluate healing alternatives. Hopefully, you will take time to research how others are coping with similar situations in order to benefit from their experience. Sharing wisdom, knowledge, and support can add value and reduce the stress of attempting to locate answers for concerns. Injuries bring new struggles while healing from a car accident. It is easy to become overwhelmed in an already busy life. Mending the mind, body, and soul of an individual after a car accident is a one-step-at-a-time process. Returning to pre-accident states usually requires support of family and friends. Most importantly is the injured person's determination to continue on the journey until recovery is accomplished. Be the person at that finish line. I will be cheering for you. If injured in a traffic collision, there are many different ways to proceed with the claim. If able to pay medical bills and daily living expenses up front, or have medical insurance which will pay enough out on each bill to make it affordable, and you also have the available income, waiting until recovered and then negotiating a settlement against the responsible party will be less stressful, in my opinion. You can notify insurance companies, either the persons who hit you, and have it resolved through them, or go through your own insurance company and have them be reimbursed by the other carrier. Or you can hire an attorney. The key is to recognize you have options and evaluate the best choice upon your behalf. Most injured trust in the auto insurance company they have been paying premiums to, yet from my perspective, this does not necessarily mean they will operate in your best interest either. Remember, these carriers are dealing with multiple car accidents with each other on a regular basis. And, from my perspective, many of their objectives is to save as much as money as possible, even if it comes at the expense of an insured, if you ask those who feel they have experienced bad faith practices. Many companies will want you to apply for options in your insurance policy. This may include wage reimbursement, PIP, which takes care of medical expenses up to a maximum dollar amount in the policy. So make sure you take a look at that. The payout value of the policy, which could include property damage, personal injury, underinsured motorists, uninsured motorists, because it gives them leverage by settlement time. When applying for these options, typically it requires they receive information about you up front, which allows them not only to track your progress, but to build a strategy on whether they will be willing to pay, attempt to dramatically reduce, or fight your claim in court. The information you provide on a regular basis will be scrutinized with a fine-tooth comb, so to speak. Every stone will be overturned in hopes of eliminating the claim. Therefore, from my perspective, if you're able to hold off until recovered or you recognize you might have a disability, it will provide an opportunity to set your course and provide the energy to fight battles which will surely come your way. Most injured sign a release allowing auto or long-term disability insurance carriers access to medical records during the process. Because most injured go for the line, they have nothing to hide, yet it is more of a reality about getting injured to give up their records from my perspective. And in my experience, most are willing to do that for an auto insurance employer, LTD, or SSDI, providing companies with the information to allow them to make a fair and equitable assessment of the claim if this is their goal. However, this is a major difference between good faith and bad faith behaviors. Sadly, the difference is typically at the expense of the injured. It is very important to know what kind of business you are dealing with because it's too easy for many injured to be exploited. In my opinion, and in many cases, the only person unfamiliar with the games afoot is the injured, believing in a system that has left them in precarious positions long ago, which can bring a very disappointing end. Even Congress has provided these corporations with an advantage through their legislation. Therefore, Knowledge about this process is one of the best advocates of an insured, and knowledge about independent medical exams, known as IME, is a very important piece of this information. When a carrier is looking to fortify their stance against your claim, many times they will bring medical staff to support their point of view, from my perspective and experience. They typically do a psychological and physical exam as part of the process, and upon interview, watch your every move and comment. Remember to keep a camera handy or audio tape, because I guarantee you the slant these contractors hired by insurance companies will say won't be what you've recalled. They score you from an insurance carrier's advantage in most cases, in my opinion, in hopes that the goal of intimidation will be successful and cause the injured to accept low settlements or provide enough admonition to take the case to trial. No one likes to feel crushed by circumstances, and in my opinion, having a dream brick held high above your head means at some point this dream brick will drop, causing a great deal of pain and suffering, emotional and possibly financial problems too. When the expectation of trusting others to get you through this process without questioning why decisions are made, I need to say that again, you have to question why people are making specific decisions. This can mean getting to the end of the process and a reality brick is dropped upon you, meaning you've used all your resources and still need medical care, or expenses are so high, or you are in a worse condition than when the claim actually started. Because all the money is gone to those assisting in claim processes, this has ended far from how you thought the process would work. So what is the difference between the reality versus the dream, in my opinion? One word, navigation. Yes, that's it. Who is steering your ship? What direction is it going? Is there enough gas in your tank to reach the destination? Are shipmates trustworthy and skilled enough to help? As a captain, are you paying enough attention to the details? And upon arrival, are you prepared to move on from here? These are all valid questions to ask yourself. All these questions, in my opinion, will be similar to those asked when navigating the claim process. You have to be the person navigating the claim. You will have to live with the decisions made and must recognize that the final decision is yours. You cannot let fear choose your destination, in my opinion. I've got to repeat that. You cannot let fear choose your destination. You cannot let fear choose your destination. Objectively look at what is before you, make an evaluation, and do your best to take care of yourself. Another comment right quick. If you let fear choose your destination, I would almost guarantee you, you will end up in a place that you really don't want to be. At least that's been my experience. It sounds easy though, but it just may not be. With many different opinions coming your way, you may need to be able to look beyond the chatter to weed out what is important and the impact of each decision, no matter how large or small. This is really about you and your life and where it goes when everyone else is gone. Yes, life will go on after a traffic accident, if you're lucky. The question becomes, how will it? I mean, what will be left for you and resources? So take an honest look and acknowledge what you see, what you've learned, and how to endure a process that can be very unkind to an injured person. However, never give up, never give in. What are you going to do? Navigate. Navigate, navigate. I want to extend a special thank you for joining me today, along with Audacity, InternetArchives.org. Be sure to participate with a new survey out there. It's called Happier Holiday Seasons. It's only with your input can we show the experiences people involved in a car accident live with every single day. For participation, you can do a search on #AstrasAccidentSurvey. Also needing your immediate attention is 100,000 signatures are needed in order for President Obama to view the petition called Increase Insurance Policyholders as far as the benefit claims. It's out on We the People. Will you sign it today? Main Street needs better insurance protections. You can find it out on Twitter under Estra's Radio Show and also Talking About You on Facebook, in addition to Estra's blog tips on Google+. Thanks so much. The call will be answered only with your participation. Be sure to join me in these efforts today. Only with your support can we demonstrate, again, the experiences of people involved in traffic collisions. Take the 3 minutes necessary to tell us about how you've been affected. Let's meet back here next Saturday, same time, same place. No matter what you are going through, keep your head up and never give up. The information contained on Talking About You with Estra is not all-inclusive in assisting individuals discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek the assistance of an attorney. The First Amendment of free speech has allowed Estra's radio show to state her opinions in addition to her brand, guests, and callers which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Estra is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing, LLC, P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington, 98168. Thank you.